From London, BBC Caribbean Report.
Caribbean Human Rights call for an independent inquiry into civilian loss of life in Panama invasion. Concern for Phyllis Cord as a new campaign is launched, and Barbadian-born umpire John Holder not surprised at being turned down by West Indies Cricket Board.
No, not totally. Disappointment, slight disappointment, but not a surprise.
I'm Sonia Fraser and this is BBC Caribbean Report. Caribbean Rights have just released a statement condemning the United States military invasion of Panama. Their three main demands are for an inquiry by either the United Nations or the Organization of American States into the loss of life, the right for General Noriega to have a free and fair trial, and the immediate withdrawal of remaining U.S. troops. Jean-Claude Bajou is chairman of the Caribbean Human Rights Network, and when I spoke to him in Haiti, I asked why was he calling for an inquiry after the Americans had said that 220 civilians had been killed. Did he believe the number was higher?
Well, it's normal that in front of these different figures, at the beginning it was 400 and then it's 300, now they are talking about 220. We should like to see some independent body making an objective checking of really what was the number of the victims. I think it's a question of honesty not to try to hide or to lower the exact figure. So it's not that I'm contesting the 220 figure, but I would like it to be checked by a kind of independent body. No?
You're also asking for a fair trial for Noriega. Obviously, you feel that he won't get a fair trial. Why not?
As his lawyer said, it's very difficult to find, for instance, people to be member of the jury that will say that they have no knowledge about the case. That's very difficult. And then there's a kind of presentation of the Noriega's personality that it's perhaps true, I don't know, but people were condemning him before having any kind of facts about who is he. Is it really true what they are saying about him? I don't know.
So how do you feel a fair trial can be achieved?
I don't know. I think time is should be a factor. If they take the time and give the lawyers of both sides the opportunity to use all the means that the law provides them to build up the case, perhaps we could have some kind of objective assessment on the accusation that they are against Noriega.
Now that you've released the statement, who will you be putting pressure on?
I think that there are a lot of bodies in the United States and public opinion and the press that could make pressure to have a decent surrounding for such a trial. But for the other issue, I think now we are in international waters. So I think the OAS and the other governments like Venezuela and Costa Rica that have some kind of influence on the country should intervene, should have the possibility of intervening to see that there is a return to normality in Panama.
Chairman of Caribbean Rights, Jean-Claude Bajou. Six members of a Cuban medical team working at a hospital in western Ethiopia have gone missing and are thought to have been captured by rebels. Earlier, I spoke with Peter Biles in Addis Ababa, who explained the situation.
Well, the six members of the team, there are four men and two women, and among them three doctors, two nurses and a health technician, were working at a civilian hospital in a town called Asosa, which is in western Ethiopia, very close to the border with Sudan. Now, the Cuban embassy here in Addis Ababa said that they lost contact with their medical team some days ago, and at the same time, rebels of a little-known group called the Oromo Liberation Front, the OLF, claimed to have captured four male Cubans during fighting between their forces and those of the Ethiopian government.
You mentioned that it's been thought that the medical team have been captured by the Oromo Liberation Front, OLF. Is much known about these rebels?
Not a great deal. They have a fairly low profile, but I understand that they have been operating in western and southern Ethiopia for some years and seeking greater autonomy, and they're said to draw much of their support from Oromo tribespeople in those areas. Now, they have recently launched an offensive against government troops, and in the past 10 days, during the course of January, they have claimed a number of successes against Ethiopian government troops.
What's the current situation? Is there an investigation underway? Have the Cuban government made protests about the capture or the disappearance of their medical team?
Well, all the Cubans have said so far is that they're trying to establish what has happened to the six people. They say they're unaccounted for, and we believe that they have been captured by the rebels of the OLF. The Cubans have lodged a protest and said that they would like the International Committee of the Red Cross and also the Organization of African Unity to do what it can to